David Teague, he is, of course, brought to us by Harvey Norman, their factory outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock, the big green building at Mile End. Teague, how are you?
I'm going well, thank you.
Well, you're at the other end of the spectrum. Port made five changes. You've gone in unchanged. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, we are. Look, our form's been building, and the last couple of weeks has been really solid. So, no, we're comfortable with the way the guys are playing. And the great thing is we've got some real pressure from underneath, which is exciting for the club.
Now, we've had lots of texts and people on our Twitter account saying there's a Crows player who's in doubt. Is there anyone in any sort of doubt?
Not that I know of. If you can give me a name, that'd help me. But no, we're expecting to go in as a name.
Okay, I'll give you some names. Eddie?
Eddie will play.
Texie Walker?
Play.
Charlie Cameron?
Play.
Lukey Brown?
Play.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hang on, I haven't named all of them now. a couple of good ticks there. Brett Crouch, talk to us about him, Teague.
Yeah, look, he's overcome his injury, so he'll play this weekend in the SANFL. He hasn't played a lot of footy, so he had interrupted pre-season games. He didn't get a lot of games there. Then he came back for the first two rounds. We just want him up and going. It's a long season, and we don't want to rush him. We want him playing well when he comes in as well. So he'll get an opportunity this week to go back, play well. We've got no doubt he will. He'll play at the intensity, and even at training the other night, he looked exciting. So we can't wait to get him back out there.
David McKay?
Play. Yeah, no.
Brody
you're
Smith?
Talking about it. Oh, you're talking about this one again. As far as I know, AR, when we picked match committee, none of them were on the injury cloud.
Let me move on from my funny old friend there next to me, and I'm not talking about Humphrey. Ricky Henderson, Cam Ellis-Yolman, you've got a whole heap of blokes who have been pressing for selection for a long time. How do you keep those guys engaged and keen, and even though they're not getting the opportunities?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the key is to continually develop. So every player that goes and plays SANFL, whether it's Alex Keith, who played his first game last week, to someone like Ricky Henderson, who's coming back from injury, Andy Ott, and those sort of guys, it's about getting better and it's about playing at the AFL intensity, even though you're playing SANFL. And last week, a few of our guys probably dropped back to SANFL level. We need them to be playing at AFL intensity and showing that they can do that. And look, they're playing well. The group as a whole are playing pretty well, and they're putting pressure on. But at the moment, the 22 that are getting picked are playing good, solid football, which makes it hard for them.
Now, you mentioned Alex Keith. Saw some people that witnessed him play. It was very impressive, apparently, in his first turnout.
He was very impressive. He's got AFL speed. For a guy his size, he's very quick, and he's a competitor, which is something that's, as a coach, you find it hard to actually, you can get slight improvement, but well, he's a natural competitor, so he'll find a way. No, it was a very exciting debut, and a really good platform to continue to build on. He's still got some, a lot of areas to work on, which he'd be the first to admit, but that was very exciting.
Oh, you mentioned Andy Ott, and I watch a lot of SANFL footy. I feel for him. The appeal's underway as we speak for that two-match suspension. No chance of that being overturned, is there, Teague?
Look, I've got no idea. It's an interesting one. It's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you never want to touch the umpires, but in this case, it was probably slightly different.
Yeah, hashtag free kick Hawthorn. Hey, have you gotten over that, Teague, the free kick, the three-point loss? Because I have.
Yeah, we have. It's a tough one. The guys played well, and you'd love the players to walk off that field feeling very jubilant because they did a lot right.
And yeah,
as a coaching group, we're really proud of the way they went. Do we want to win those games? Absolutely. So losing's not something we want to do, but we're heading in the right direction. Let's hope next time we play Hawthorn on the MCG, the results are different way and on a big stage.
Yeah, we spoke with Hayden Kennedy today. We got him to clarify a few of them. He made mention that he received an email from the club. Was that any of your doing? Have you been delegated as the umpire's liaison?
No, it's not my role. In my experience, I don't think they're too often going to change too much. So, look, they're going out there to do their best. They don't mean it. But, I think at the end of the day, our players made mistakes at critical times as well. So, look, they're trying hard.
Well, how do you teach Taylor Walker to do anything different than he did? And just on Hayden Kennedy, he said of the four, and we know the four, Douglas, Puopolo, Walker, Smith, he said that's the one that he'd rather they didn't pay.
The Walker one?
Yeah, the Texie Walker one. He turned around, eyes on ball, please.
Yeah, look, it's a tough position to be in when you're going back with a flight of the ball. You need to know where your opponent is because you do want to make contact, but you want to be able to find where they are and still get your eyes back on the ball.
Yeah.
I thought Taylor did a good job of getting his eyes back on the ball. It's similar to Ruckman. Ruckman look at their opposition, but when the ball goes up, then they watch the ball. And there's no rule to say you can't look at your opposition. It's just about when the ball's there, it's making sure you got eyes on the ball. And something Tex has really improved on lately is getting his eyes back on the ball. So it's something he's worked on.
Now, I guess every player or every person that a player runs into, they say, oh, Fife's out, Sandy's not playing, Johnson's out. They're going to tell them how it's just a rock up and win game. How do you guard against the subconscious complacency that may be there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd like to think we really focus on our own method and our own game plan. And last couple of weeks, we've had different opposition in terms of Sydney, really contested inside, Hawthorn really good inside, but really skillful outside. But at the end of the day, it was about us delivering the way we wanted to play. And the same questions posed this week, can we go out there and play the way we want to play? If we do, we think we're in a really good position to win. So that's probably going to be the one all year, regardless of your players playing our style.
Well said, Teggy. I was a bit worried when Frio's coach Ross Lyon was quoting his mum.
My mum told me there's no such word as can't. You just persist and you persevere until you get what you want. I think she's right.
There you go, Teggy. No such word as can't.
Well, I remember a junior tennis coach telling me that your brain doesn't hear don't, so every time you say it, it means that don't double fault, you're telling yourself to double fault. But I don't know, I had no success, which whatever I said with tennis.
Good man, all the best, Saturday.
Cheers, appreciate that, guys.
David Teague there, Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day, real bargains in stock, Big Green Building at Mile End. No change, three emergencies, Miller, Ellis Yolman and Henderson.